Hello, it is Popular Science Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. The show is brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. You know, I was, of course, we were talking about bubbles just now, and it kind of made me think about something I did the other day. My son bought a little Mercedes-Benz from some old people that were, the thing was like brand new. Never out of the garage, you know, in the rain. Just, they probably, the one time they did go out, they got behind somebody and it threw up a bunch of rocks or something. And there's all these little rock chips in the car. So the car was an absolute 10 with the exception of the rock chips in the hood. And it's Arctic white. And I mean, it's only $5,000, but it was like this amazingly clean car. And it's the find that every young guy wants to have. It's a beautiful little Mercedes-Benz. It gets a good deal on it. And it's, you know, old people owned it and everything. Anyway, the problem is it had these little rock chips on the front of the hood. So I said to him, I said, go down to the auto parts store and see what you can find. And he came up with this pin. He comes home and he goes, I got this touch-up pin. And I'm like, touch-up pin? I go, no, that doesn't work. Let me see that. I grab it out of his hand. It's actual paint in a pin. And I have not seen that before. Now, I used to paint cars, so things have come a long way. You know, it used to be you had to have a brush, and you know, then it's a big, ugly mess. But I go, let me see that thing. And basic instructions, you pull it out, and you shake it up, and then you just kind of push the pin head onto the little rock chip, and it just drops out a little driplet of paint, and you're able to just kind of, you know, paint in the little rock chip. And it was amazing. It looked like the car, when it was done, went from having all these rock chips on it to having just these look like little water spots, which look a heck of a lot better than these chips right down to the almost black primer. So I said, you know, what do you got there? And it's called Automotive Touch Up, and it's custom mixed paint products for DIY application with professional looking results, which at the end of the day, that's what you want. You don't want to have all these ugly paintbrush looking marks on the front of your car, whether it's a Mercedes or an old Oldsmobile or whatever it is. So on the line with us is Paul Fernandez, and he is from automotivetouchup.com if you want to check it out. And this is amazing stuff, by the way. You can get the exact right color. And Paul, you guys have like a database with all the colors and everything, right?
Yeah, we have a very comprehensive database. We've been building it up for, we started about 12 years ago, right around the time we founded our company. I'd say it started off primarily just that we wanted to have everything available. I think what you'll find generally is if you go to a retail touch-up paint, you know, thing that's maybe in an O'Reilly's or something like that, what you see is you see the most popular colors.
Right.
And while that's great for 40% of the people out there who might be interested in that type of product, it's not good for the rest of us, you know, who maybe don't have the most popular colors on the market or the most new or the, you know, for the most recent models.
Well, if you put the wrong color on, I mean, if you think, well, that's
course,
close enough, you know, it's
right.
when it dries later on, you're going to go, oh, that was a mistake.
Right. So basically, over time, you know, our database of colors has grown to the point where we've probably got 40 to 50,000 unique formulas at this point.
Wow.
Basically for anything from, I'd say, probably from the mid-30s all the way to just the newest cars on the market currently. Mm. And I'd say 99% of everything out there, we can mix. We have the disposal, you know, we have it in our database already. That database stretches, it's comprehensive enough that we also do RV colors, motorcycle, industrial colors. If someone wanted to match up their John Deere or something like that. We have a sister site for that, industrialtouchup.com. We even filled orders for Gibson and Fender guitars because we do have some of the formulas in our database.
Well, you know. That's actually a big deal because, you know, I mean, a musical instrument these days, they take them very personal, you know.
It's
their
absolutely.
Baby. It's their axe.
And especially someone who wants to, you know, actually restore an old one.
Right.
They'll be happy if they were to call into us. And it's rare because most of them don't know that we'd sell that. But we've had plenty of requests, and we've been able to fill them in the past. And other than that, it's the difference between spraying a car and spraying a guitar is mostly that you just have to finish it with nitrocellulose lacquer to make sure it's going to last as long as possible.
Right. Well, you know, the back of Popular Science magazine where a lot of these ads and things are that, you know, I a lot of times with these magazines like Popular Science, of course, I start at the back. I want to go through all the classifieds and stuff like that. So when I saw this, I was like, all right, here it is. We need to tell the world about this. People are pulling their cars out of the mothballs. They're getting ready for car shows. And you car guys out there, because everybody knows I'm a big car guy, you guys know the misery of you take your car to a car show, and on the way home you hear this bing, and you're like, oh no, there it is. And so having all those colors, how many colors did you say you guys have?
I'd say our unique database right now is probably up to, it's somewhere between 40 and 50,000.
That's awesome.
My current guess, it's hard to keep track with. We're updating it, you know, on a weekly basis.
And so you have everything from aerosol, you know, cans, you know, ready to spray.
Yeah, definitely. We'll start all the way from paint pens, half-ounce bottles, two-ounce bottles, aerosol products, easily probably our most popular. Ready-to-sprays for anyone that's a little more advanced as a user. Yes.
Yeah. And what on these pens, just curious, what are the charges? And two things, what do they cost roughly? And then you ship them right? You can ship them right to people's houses?
Yeah. We do everything direct to consumer. All of our paints are made to order. We don't stock anything on the shelf. We just make sure we have enough supplies in-house to fill orders at will and never have to, be on a back order situation.
Right.
So once you place an order with us, we'll go ahead and pull it from our database. You'll get a hand-mixed product, and we'll ship it out within 3 days.
And what's the cost on a pen, typical?
Cost on a pen is $12.95.
Yeah. See, I mean, people, this is like if you own a nice car, it's the second biggest investment you'll ever make in your life. This is a great investment to keep your car looking nice. Again, the website is automotivetouchup.com. All three words connected together, automotivetouchup.com. Man, the difference in my son's car when it was done was night and day. It didn't look like it was growing whiskers because, you know, all those white car, black spots, it looks like it had stubble. When it was done, it was, you know, just looked like $1 million. All right. Anyway, it's kind of an FYI for people out there. Again, automotivetouchup.com. Not paying for this, just thought it was an awesome thing. Appreciate it very much, Paul. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
We'll be back in a minute. Robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner rebel.